Amen. These are great people. These actually are uniquely great people. There is a real sense of the love of God being shed abroad in their hearts. Brother, I saw that you and your wife are people of compassion. There's a compassion in you that's unusual because you're actually unusual people. You don't actually march to the beat that other people march to. And brother, you see things through a whole different set of eyes. It's like you wear contact lenses that make the world look different to what everybody else sees it. But there is a seeing ability in you. And I believe that there's a seer in you that God wants to bring out. I believe there's a prophetic anointing that God wants to release on you so that you would begin to see with the eye of faith and be able to hear with the ear of faith and be able to speak with a word of faith that's in your mouth. I believe that God, you're somebody that you've had your wounds along the way. I think there's some things in the Christian world that wounded you along the way. There's some problems you had in the past with leadership and with those kind of things. You did not like some people in authority, and they certainly didn't like you. And the Bible talks about the wounds that we received in the house of our friends. And I just see that, brother, you're a person who was wounded in the past, and that in many ways you've been walking wounded. And God just comes to you today and he touches you with his hand and he just says, be healed, be healed. Because God's going to build a new passion in you for the church. God's going to build a new passion in you. It's like something is going to build up as a head of steam going to build up in you. At the moment, for a long time, you've been kind of, yeah, you're there, you're involved, but there's a watcher in you. You're watching, and there's an anointing in you to do more than watch. There's an anointing in you to be a worker and to be a gatherer. I just saw you and your wife like Aquila and Priscilla. I believe if you don't know who they were, they're in the Bible. They're not names I made up. Hallelujah. But Aquila and Priscilla were a remarkable couple because they took people into their home and they showed them the way of God more perfectly. And I just sense this, that God wants to open the doors of your home and he wants to open the place where you live and make it a place where people come and go. You guys have a drawing power to a certain kind of people. You have a unique group of friends. You have a group of friends that most other people in this church are not friends with. And if they look through the keyhole and they say, what a lot they are. You have unique friendships. And God just says that what he wants to do is he wants your house, your home, the place where you live, he wants it to be a doorway into the house of God. And brother, God says that you are going to, there's a powerful anointing coming on you to open the word of God and to teach people the way of God more perfectly. It's just like you're going to sit with people and you're going to listen. You're going to nod. I just see you nodding, saying, yeah, I know where you're coming from, man. I just know it. And you are going to have people who've got the same heart as you. And you are going to begin to minister to them, even though they've not yet come to the kingdom. I see your house full of what we call friends of Jesus. They're people that never quite made it into the kingdom yet, but they're open to come through the door. And sister, there's a real anointing on you to see through things. There's this word of knowledge that God is going to release in you. There's a supernatural ability to see into people's hearts. And I believe that there's a great heart of compassion in you. I think you sometimes easily take up other people's wounds. You take up other people's offenses even in the past. And you feel bad for somebody else because this is that heart that you got. And God just says that he's not going to break that heart, but he's going to expand your heart to take in people who others do not understand. And I sense that even in your growing years, you felt that you weren't understood. There were struggles that you had with being understood. And God just says simply that you are going to have a house like the house at Bethany. In the house at Bethany was where Jesus came. Jesus turned up at midnight one night with 12 other guys and said, hi, we're staying. I just want to encourage you that your house is going to be an interesting place in the years that lay ahead. that Jesus, when Jesus turns up, all kinds of other people come with him. And sometimes they get there before you think he's there, but it's okay. God says that your house is going to be a house of prayer. Your house is going to be a house of deliverance. And your house is going to be a house of healing. And your house is going to be a house of salvation. It's not going to be a substitute for the church. It's going to be a doorway into the church. God also says to you that there's a secret prayer that you both had in your hearts. You wrestled with it before God. You said, God, I'm crying out to you. And God just speaks to you today that he's heard the prayer and you will receive the cry of your heart. Amen.